Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have finally reached Friday morning.
It was definitely a moist drive-in from Westlake this morning.
It's going to be this weather until June. Just colder and the rain will turn to snow. Then back to rain and then it'll be June.
I wish I could argue you on that.
Right, this is kind of how
it's
going to be. You're
accurate. Yeah, it is.
But we get through it together. It's Northeast Ohio. We know this. This is new news. We get through it together. It's fine. Foo Fighters announced yesterday.
Big
massive show.
Yes.
I know.
Stadium tour. That's huge for them.
We'll play around a Foos or Goos coming up at 8:10. We're going to bring producer Stevie in and see if she knows the difference between the Foo Fighters and Goo Goo Dolls.
Does Stevie know she's playing that game yet? Well, now she does, huh?
No, she does not know.
Okay.
I pulled all the audio yesterday. So we'll play that. In a similar vein of Know the Nominee, when there were nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, we played clips and see if she knew who it was.
I look forward to this.
Did she get her tire pressure situation? We've unfortunately addressed this. This will be the third day in a row at 7:10. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she did. She had a tire pressure in one of her tires of 6. Not the 36 it should be, of 6.
Mm-hmm. And kept driving.
I just kept driving.
Yep.
We need to start the show. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. I also might be a little bit tired on Monday.
Why? What's happening?
Because CNN is running a special about the Louvre heist starting at 8 p.m.
No. On Sunday night?
Yes.
I mean,
that's not exceptionally late. Just we wake up so early. But then I'll be all amped up and I'm going to be doing TikTok reviews of everything because I just don't understand how they got away with it.
I just saw an article this morning talking about what they plan to do with the jewelry, what they could be planning to do with it. I'm obsessed.
I told you.
And I'm so, like, I just want to talk to them. Like, guys, can you not do this?
Like,
I don't like your plan.
You won. Don't move on from here.
Yeah, don't.
You won.
Yeah.
It's a movie. It's unbelievable. So we need you to start the show. This is a game we start with every day. We call it Dead Guy in the Envelope.
He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. That's all you get. One guess a day.
That's right. We need a guess. That's how you start the show. We don't continue on without the guess. That's it. What is today's guess? Please give us a call. Star 102, good morning.
Hey, I was calling for Dead Guy in an Envelope.
All right. What's your guess today?
Do I get to guess?
Yeah, of course.
Yes. John Bonham?
Not John Bonham.
Oh, my favorite band is Led Zeppelin. That was a good guess.
I know. I just thought I'd throw it out there.
So just to recap, and we should get to this next, Dead Guy in an Envelope is not the only unknown item in the studio. I just want to kind of refresh our EMC's knowledge of... Exactly. We have several unknown items. Dead Guy in the Envelope leads the charge. There's a bag. Okay. There's a box. Well, we love your guess. You were the best. Thank you so much for your guess. We'll get into that next. I know Jen normally does this on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, but these are the three things you need to know. One, Dead Guy in the Envelope. That is one unknown into the studio. That's how you start the show every day with your guests. And we appreciate that. Just a little fun way to kind of jumpstart the show at 6:05 every day. The EMCs know this by now.
Right.
We have played versions of this game since the beginning of last year. We're on version 2.5 right now. Technically 3, the third name.
Right.
But I was in a abridged version of the second game.
Sure, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, I think agree or disagree on that one. The second item that we have in studio is something that I brought in, which would be a present for your 2,000th victory for Trump Tui. We've played this several times. You're at 1,959 victories, so we are 41 victories away. When you hit that 2,000th victory, you can open that box set as a present. I just didn't want to forget about getting you something. That is a milestone that is unbelievable to have 2,000 victories in that game.
I'm sorry,
it's
wait.
It's very, very special.
I don't want
to forget about it, so I brought it in the studio so you could open that for your 2,000.
That's your excuse. You didn't want to forget about
it. That's the reasoning.
How many wins away from 2,000 was I when you brought it in?
60-ish, I think.
60-ish. So
probably 20 wins ago. It was right around that 1940.
You have it sitting there just taunting me.
Not taunting you. No, just a great reminder.
A great reminder that I get a gift at 2,000 wins.
That's a big deal, yeah.
That's a wonderful thing.
I don't think I ever did get a thank you.
Thank you. That's nice. That's nice of you, but it feels like a really lengthy wait to
get
that.
And then Jen's evil retort to my gift was a bag that has no end date.
It doesn't.
That you were going to give to me.
Listen,
it was in my hand and then pulled out of my hand in studio. Still sits there. I don't have any idea what's in the bag. Stevie doesn't know either, right?
Stevie doesn't know. And she never asked. I told her, I'd tell her, listen, a lot of things we do on this show, surprisingly, do have a strategy. That one did not. I truly bought you a gift. And I had it the same day you brought that stupid box in and told me I had to wait 60 days.
It is a gift.
Okay.
I spent my own money on for your 2,000th victory as a present.
So I said to myself, you know what? I'm not going to steal your thunder and do whatever you're doing with a gift for me the same day. So I'll just wait till the next day. And I was like, oh, cool. I'll just give you this gift. And then the minute I was about to give it to you, I realized, no, I'm pulling a U on you.
Petty.
I don't know when you can get it.
So petty. We have no end date on it. Like that could sit there for 6 years. We have no idea when that bag is going to be open.
And yeah, and I don't know. We have great suggestions, but we haven't made a decision on what we're going to do about that.
So it's just a reminder as we're playing Dead Guy in the Envelope and EMCs that there are technically 3 things that remain unopened.
I'm really mad at you.
2 of them technically with an end date. I mean, the one has to be guessed, so no technical end date. The one does have an end date, and the bag remains there. No end date. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Good Friday morning to you. Coming up next, it is Stevie on the socials.
So Kevin Federline, the ex of Britney Spears, released a new memoir, and the internet has an opinion. Whose side are they on? Well, at least my social media feed. They're all on one side, it seems. And I agree with that side.
My social media feed, they're all on one side.
Is it Group 7 side?
And don't even start with Group 7.
You're not in Group 7.
I'm done scrolling.
I am done scrolling.
I know. And I appreciate you trying to help me out, DMing me the Group 7 Clevelanders. I appreciate that. I'm clicking on nothing.
You can't come to the meetup.
I know.
You don't even know when it is.
I have no idea. I'm just going to start showing up everywhere. Like, Stevie, please help me out. All right, which side are they on? That is next.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
Britney Spears' ex-husband and father of her 2 children, Kevin Federline, released a memoir. It's titled You Thought You Knew, and it was released on October 21st. The book is described as a, quote, intimate and transparent account of his life. But the issue people are having is him calling it a memoir about his life, but it's actually all about Britney Spears and co-parenting with her. And the internet is not on his side like people may have thought. I don't know. I don't think they would have, because the timing of it was what people are noticing. The kids turn 18. He's not getting his money anymore.
Holidays are on the way.
Now he releases a memoir all about Britney. And we all know that Britney was struggling then.
Yes.
We all know that he should have custody of kids. I don't think anyone is arguing that or saying that he's not a good father, should not be with the kids. They just don't like that he released this memoir when she's clearly struggling. We see her on Instagram. She's been posting a lot about the memoir, calling it crazy, and it just makes it worse for her situation. And people are trying to help her, and I feel like this just damaged it. And if he really cared about her, he would have just, you know, maybe waited 20 years for a memoir or not at all. I mean, we all know that there was probably a lot of issues in their relationship and with co-parenting with her. It's not a shock, but it's the fact that he has to release this and the timing of it that people don't love.
Well, if it is a memoir and it was about his life, I don't think as many people would buy it.
No one would care.
Right, exactly.
So I get why he did it that way.
I know.
But that's kind of...
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's part of it. I mean, it's literally titled, even the name of it is very obvious about You Thought You Knew is obviously about Britney. But I don't think any of us thought we knew anything. We all knew it was
right.
A mess.
So this is not a K-Fed memoir. This is this is what happened in my marriage with Britney Spears. Please give me money. I'm not getting child support anymore.
Nobody cares about the Federline files. I have three things that 100% back up that everybody is on Britney Spears' side and nobody cares about this. I mean, there are like three hard stats that back you up that I just happened to see yesterday that will they'll probably blow you away. That is coming up next. Anybody read the K-Fed memoir? Want to give us the breakdown? You can. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
I thought about putting a hold on it via my Libby app, and then I was like, nah, I don't think I want to do it.
Not even through the Libby app.
No,
Libby app, you
don't
do it.
I don't even think I want to do it.
So these are the three things that I saw, speaking of that, and you were just talking about during the Stevie on the socials. It seems like everybody on social, no matter where you're at, on the Britney side of this entire thing. So Amazon has their list. You know how the New York Times has their bestseller list, and everybody has their seller list. He didn't even crack into the top 500 on the Amazon bestseller list.
500? I thought you were going to say
500. I saw this yesterday. Nobody cared. Also, this week and last week were the two biggest streaming weeks on Spotify for Britney Spears of 2025. That also tells you something.
Wow.
They have her back, right?
Yes, they do.
And the third thing I saw is that Britney Spears' sister, Jamie Lynn, thank you, that she unfollowed Kevin Federline because he took screenshots and was talking about the text conversation that they had. In the memoir.
Her text in the book.
And she said, I'm out of here. And she unfollowed. So once again, they were probably relatively amicable.
That's
you haven't heard from Kevin Federline for, I don't know, 15 years. I don't know if I can assume he's been an okay father moving on. At least he hasn't been in, from what I know, in some mainstream news about being a bad guy, from what I understand.
Yeah, he was relatively liked. People weren't hating on him. They thought he was, you know, a good father, has the kids, was in Hawaii. And then all of a sudden, now he's releasing the screenshots because he was kind of quiet and people liked that. You know, he just took care of the kids.
And he thought he would create some kind of stunt or like all this drama around him and make money. And that's how dedicated Britney's fans are. Mm-hmm. Not even, like you said, not even in the top 500 on Amazon. That's a big deal.
Not even in the top 500. So once again, those are just a couple of things that I thought backed up the Stevie on the socials.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm sorry.
Why?
Because I really don't want to talk about this a third day in a row.
It's necessary. And I do want to say this. If you are not a parent and you've wondered what it feels like to be a parent stressed out about your child, you will want to hear about the text we got from Stevie last night. Did you not gasp aloud in panic and worry about her getting home? Because I did.
You know how you... To rewind about an hour and 3 minutes, how we start the show with the game we call Dead Guy in the Envelope, where we say that he's dead, he's a guy, his name is in the envelope, and every single day I expect to get a winner, even though it is a very, it can be literally basically anybody, right?
Right.
I thought this would be resolved Wednesday. I really, truly did.
Yeah.
I thought this was going to be resolved yesterday.
Right.
I really, truly did.
Mm-mm.
And now we're on to Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, truly isn't. We're closer.
We're closer, and we've given options.
So, once again, producer Stevie will join us in the studio. For Tire Chat. This is the last time. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you've listened to the last two. I'm sorry. This is, we'll stick the landing next. Hey, Stevie.
Hello.
Morning.
Good morning.
It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. So a couple of days ago, if you're just joining us, good morning. It's Friday. She has a tire issue. The PSI should be at 36. The one tire was at 6. Fast forward that was Wednesday. Fast forward that to Thursday. There was still a tire issue. We were going to try to get you to go to a place right down here in downtown Cleveland. That didn't end up happening.
Because I already had an appointment made.
You do?
Yes, but we found you one sooner. Like, we could have had it done yesterday at 9 a.m.
Well, the place that's the same thing. I could have picked this sooner time before. I just happened to pick Monday. See, it fit with my schedule better.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the tire issue is new to you guys this week. This tire issue's probably been like 2 months in the making.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, I mean, it's worth it.
I literally yesterday told her not to say that on the air.
But no, I said,
please do not say that when she revealed that yesterday. Because I almost hit the floor when she told me that. I said, you might not actually want to say that on the air. Which is fine. It is what it is.
It's never been at 6. Usually when I go, it'd be more like a 12 to like 18.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, that's, which I hate that that's actually like double what the...
6 is new.
Yeah, the single-digit thing really gets me.
But even like 12 is bad, or 18 or whatever you set, and you just kept filling it.
Yeah.
You just kept filling it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to do an appointment yesterday. You saw me. I screenshot it yesterday.
Yes. Well, I tried to do it yesterday morning.
I just didn't know the model and make of her car. I was going to do all of it.
Literally sitting here. I was like, Stevie, I will drive you over there. We'll leave your car. We'll get the tires put on. We'll have it happen.
I said, I will go to this place. We will make that appointment yesterday. I will pay for the tires because you said your mom's going to pay for these tires. Mm-hmm. They have this. It's the same place. It just happens to be here, not in Canton.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I will pay for the tires and your mom can Venmo me the money. I don't care. We'll just get the tires in the car. It's fine.
Well, see, the tires are a Christmas present, so I was trying to wait till December.
She can Venmo me whenever. I just want to get the tires on your car. I'll probably forget about it and not even care if she Venmos me. I just care about your safety. I care about you.
She also had the same concern when I called her yesterday and said, the update of my tires back at 6. Why didn't you make the appointment sooner? And I thought,
is she awake?
Like Jen and Tim. Yeah, she probably is. Yeah.
We call her?
She won't answer.
Okay.
Man, she might actually.
Are we going to try to call her?
Let's call her.
I'm just going to give her a call. I'm dead serious. You think we could? You're not going to give me your number, are you?
She's going to
give
me
her number.
I'll be one digit off.
I hope the one digit takes him to a tire place. Either way, it might be a win. All right, we're gonna give this a shot in 3 minutes. All right, it took a minute. We got a hold of your mom. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. We have to like tattle on her.
I know.
Because she won't get her tires taken care of. All right, we got your mom on the phone. We're talking to Tire Chat. We're supposed to get this tires taken care of. Let's talk to your mama.
Yeah, I told her. I thought today she was doing it.
Correct. We're trying to make an appointment. We're trying to get her in.
We had an appointment yesterday at 9 a.m. Tim found an appointment this morning at 8 a.m. I said I would go with her, drive her back here. We could leave her car there while we're at work and get it all done. And she says no.
No, because then I have to call him.
No, we'll call
him. We would call
him
on the air. We know you don't like to call people.
Well, is she doing it today? Because that is what she's supposed to do.
That is what she's supposed to do. She's telling her mom.
Ask if they have them.
She's telling her mom other things. This is what's going on.
My gosh, she is not telling us the whole story.
I would call them today.
Why did you tell me last night she would call them today?
I did say that.
But why does she have to call them? She told us she has an appointment.
I do it Monday.
Yeah, because she could do it online, and so now she has to call them.
Yeah, which is frightening.
Yeah,
sure is.
She doesn't want to have to do that. See, we're going to have to get her in today.
Yeah.
She's going to have to miss half the show to get these tires. She knows which tires. She knows the size. She knows everything.
Yes.
You just have to get the tires on.
We'll call for you.
Has she been this difficult growing up as a child, like all the way till her now late 20s?
Oh, yeah. It's when she has to call people. Yes, absolutely.
See, this has been an entire thing.
Yeah.
So do you care if we get her in and get these tires today? Is this mama approved or no?
Yes.
We're going to play around a Foos or Goos.
What's Foos or Goos?
Well, Jen, big announcement yesterday. Foo Fighters coming to town. Going to be a huge show.
Stadium tour. They're actually coming to Huntington Bank Field. The show is August 10th. The tickets go on sale on Halloween.
So it just hit me yesterday. Remember when they announced the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I don't know, possible inductees? I mean, it's been months ago now. We played a round of Know the Nominee, and they're into the nominees.
I sure do.
We brought Stevie in, and I'm playing some song, playing some clips of songs to see if she knew the artist or not.
Did you give her multiple choice? I can't remember. Yeah, you did. No, you didn't.
Well, because it was a list. Yeah, I did. There was a list of the nominees. So she did have the list of nominees, to be fair, and she had to say which one it was.
I just remember Billy Idol being a real standout on that.
So, so I'm just going to play clips of Foo Fighters song and Goo Goo Dolls song and see if she knows the difference. That's it.
Foos or Goose.
Yeah. So Foos or Goose. So we're going to bring her in and see if she knows. And I asked her off the air. I said, are you well versed with the Goo Goo Dolls? I really don't know if you are or not, or either band. And she said that I do know Goo Goo Dolls' Iris. So it's the baseline, what we're going to start with. Foos or Goose. Play along. That's next. So was that Foos or Goose?
Great question.
Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
You can't do that.
I forgot you pulled Foo's audio for Jen for the three things you need to know.
I'm going to ace this one. But it didn't help that I led with, which songs by them are popular? Because I had no idea where to start.
Fair. It was which songs by them are popular? And we told you a couple, you know, to put the hooks together so we can enhance the three things you need to know. So then you went to the production studio. And she came back out. Wait, which songs are popular again?
I forgot.
I know you did.
Yep.
So, like, for instance, Foos or Goos?
Gotta be the Foo Fighters. Only because it doesn't sound like Goo Goo Dolls, but I don't know it.
That was good.
Good job, Stevie.
Thank you.
What about this, Foos or Goos?
Oh, Goo Goo Dolls.
That's the one she likes.
I know. I want to start with that. That was the one when I walked in and I said, we're going to play a round of Foos or Goos. You were like, this one I have. This one I know. All right, what about this? Foos or Goos. You might ace this one. You might ace this.
I'm gonna. Goo Goo Dolls.
Boom. Crushing this.
She's really good at Foos or Goos.
I didn't know that one at all. That was a guess.
That was a good guess.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right, Foos or Goos.
Okay. Peter. Imagine Dragons.
Nice!
Oh, she's good.
All right, fine. I have a couple more. That was not fair. I'm sorry. I can slip that one in. All right, Foos or Goos. She's acing this. It continues. She's crushing this. Foos or Goos.
That makes me nervous now.
Wow, you're doing great.
Because you got all of them correct.
Yeah,
he does that trickery.
There's nothing tricky about that at all. Even Imagine Dragons, you know what that was.
But that was a trick.
Fair.
And you picked a known song. You could pick a deep cut.
All right, above this, Foos or Goos.
Foo Fighters.
Done.
Foo Fighters. Is this the one I grabbed? I feel like it was.
I know. I thought that was going to be good, but then you grabbed it earlier for Jen. So
yeah,
that kind of,
sorry about that.
Foos or Goos.
Is this neither? No, it's either neither or Foo Fighters. The only option. Neither.
Foo Fighters.
That was Foo Fighters.
Foos or Goos?
That's got to be the Goo Goo Dolls. Nice and gentle, right?
Nice and gentle. Yes, that's the key here.
Each of them have a sound.
Yeah, much gentler than the Foos.
I only have one more. We're done this game. Okay. I only have one more. Hold on. All right, here we go. Foos or Goos?
Foo Fighters.
Why was that mean?
That was mean.
Why was that mean?
You know exactly why that was mean.
Why was it mean?
Because when we played with the Rock Hall inductees, that's the one she kept missing. That was not Foos.
That was
not
Billy Idol.
It was!
Yes, it was!
I don't think I'll ever know him.
Oh, my God. That was terrible.
And it's always White Wedding.
Like always. Every time.
I need to study that song.
You do. That's great. You did well. Oh, you definitely got an A.
Stevie, you're such a good sport.
Boos and Goose. Great job, Stevie. It is Friday at Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Number one question we're asked this time of year.
When are we going to flip the switch to all Christmas music?
Make sure you're guessing online at star102cleveland.com. We're giving one lucky guesser a sensational holiday prize pack from Stocker Art Center valued at $250. I want to make sure that you are going online and you are guessing. That is fantastic. If you have a guess, please let us know what it is through the website.
It's good. I was going to say, it's good you mentioned that because there's a ton of people putting guesses on Facebook, which is great. But you do need to enter to win that prize on star102cleveland.com.
Yeah, you can guess all day long. I love reading them. It's Jen and Tim's show at Star 102. Obviously, we're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on X. They're taking guesses left and right, and I love them. Some of them are serious guesses, which I appreciate. That's great. Also, some funny guesses, like Kelly says, before the construction on 90 is finished. Absolutely. That's a three-year deal, isn't it?
I was going to say, that's 3 years away, right?
Patty says she's ready tomorrow. She knows we're not going tomorrow. Carmela says hopefully tomorrow. Some legitimate guesses. I mean, it goes back and forth on, we know, certain dates, but I just wanted to mention that because we have so many comments on when they think that we will be flipping. Just make sure you get the website because I want you to get qualified for that fantastic prize. Once again, that would be star102cleveland.com. Thanks for listening to the show. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.